Morning, Chairman. That's Stephen Mayne. I've got a question on Owen, but I think, firstly, a supplementary on what the ASA raised, Duncan said, and I don't think you quite understood the question. So I want to put it to you in very specific terms. Merrill Lynch appears in the annual report as our largest shareholder with 10.25% of the company, or 159 million shares. And ANZ Nominees appears twice in the top 20 with a total of 72 million shares, or 4.6% of the stock. So between those two, they've got 15% of the stock, or 230 million. Now, the great scandal and issue in recent weeks has been ANZ and Merrill Lynch funding through huge jumbo loans, which peaked last year at more than $5 billion, Tricom, Opus, Lyft Capital and Chimera, all of which ran the model of transferring the ownership of the shares to ANZ and Merrill's. So I think the question was, and it also alludes to this significant underperformance of the share price since March 3, have we been caught up in the mass liquidation of people's shareholdings by ANZ and Merrill's, as best you can ascertain?
The answer to that, Stephen, is not to our knowledge. Not we don't think at all. Now, as I said earlier, we don't know whether some private shareholders have had to service a margin call, but we have not been caught up in it. Let me say, we have enjoyed very good support from Merrill Lynch over many years. And
So that's Merrill Lynch as Merrill Lynch, not Merrill Lynch as nominee for third parties, as far as you know.
Well, but we haven't got as to not understanding the ASA question, I suggest you take that up with them.
All right.